So the question was asked, how exactly are we to understand free choice if Moshe already gave them the Torah, and in the Torah it says who would do which sin when? So how did they have free choice? So we have to better understand what does it mean that Torah that Moshe received the Torah at Sinai. Now this question is addressed in the Talmud in Gittin, Daf Samech. The Gemara brings a machlokas there about how the Torah was actually given to Am Yisrael. Instead of learning it in the Gemara, I would rather learn it in the Ramban, in Nachmanides' commentary. In his introduction to Torah, he addresses the issue, and he was basically quoting and explaining that Gemara. He says as follows, Moshe Rabbeinu katav ha-sefer hazeh im ha-Torah kula mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this book, the book of Bereishis, together with the whole Torah, as Hashem told him, Vakarov shektavo v'har Sinai. And it would seem that Hashem told him, and he wrote it at Mount Sinai, Kisham ne'emar lo, because that, by Mount Sinai, in our parsha, that's where Moshe was told, Alei elai ahara, come up to me up the mountain, ve'yesham, and you'll be there. I will give you at Luchot Evin v'Torah v'Mitzvah asher katavti lo ratam. I will give you the Luchos of stone, the tablets of stone, the Torah, the Mitzvah that I have written to guide them. Ki Luchot Evin, Hashem says, come up and I'll give you the tablets of stone. Yichlol Luchot v'Amichtav. That's talking about the tablets and what was written on them. Kulomar Aseret HaDibrot, meaning the Ten Commandments. Hashem says, come, I'll give you the tablets. The Mitzvah, that's Mesaper HaMitzvot Kulan. That's all the mitzvot. 613. Asay v'lo ta'asay. Proactive and prohibitive. Imken v'atorah yichlol ha-sipurim mitchilat preshit. So what does it mean? I'll give you the Torah and the mitzvot. The mitzvot is the 613 mitzvot. The Torah refers to the story from Bereishis, from creation, until The stories throughout the Torah, ki hu more anashim baderech binyan ha'emunah. So the Ramban here is giving us an insight. Why is that called Torah? The guidance we get from the Torah is not the mitzvah, says the Ramban. The guidance we get from the Torah is the stories in the Torah. They teach you how to be a faithful person. You see how Avram contended with the challenges of life. You see how Yitzchak contended with being barren and other challenges of life. Yaakov Avinu, that's Torah. Mitzvos, yeah, that's the 613 commandments. Torah, that's the lessons you learn from the stories. Uvirito min ha'har. And now, this is the part you were asking about. So when Moshe came down the mountain, katav mitchilat ha-Torah ad sof sipur ha-Mishkan. So then he wrote down the Torah from the beginning until the end of the story of the Mishkan. So when Moshe comes down the mountain, he writes from Bereishis through Tetzaveh. So the first part of the Torah, that's in 2 weeks we're going to read that parsha. This week is Mishpatim, and then in the book of Shmos. You have Mishpatim this week, next week Truma, the following week Tetzaveh. The Gemara Torah katav besof shnat arba'im, but the rest of the Torah he wrote at the end of the 40 years. Kasher Amar, that's what the verse says. Lakoach et sefer Torah hazeh v'samtem oto v'mitzad aron brit Hashem lokechem. Moshe tells the Jewish people at the end of the 40 years, at the end of the Torah, he says, "Now I've written you the Torah. Now take this Torah and place it by the Aron."
But does he mention about who wrote the last part after Moshe's death?
Yeah. So that the Gemara has different opinions about.
I heard the story.
Wait. Let's not go off topic. Let's finish this. Yeah. Then we could go on to that. This is according to the opinion that the Gemara brings in Gittin, that the Torah was given to Moshe in segments. Meaning every time Moshe was given a certain parasha, he wrote it down. He didn't hit the finished product of the Torah was only at the end of the 40 years. So every time Hashem taught him another parsha, he wrote it down and attached it. And then at the very end, he had one long Sefer Torah, which Am Yisrael had. That's one opinion in the Gemara in Gittin. But the other opinion says the Torah was given as a final product at the end of the 40 years. Hashem gave him the Torah, all the parashios together written. So then the first parashios, meaning everything up until this week's parasha, everything up until Mishpatim, Truma Tetzaveh, all of that they had by heart, Rashi explains over there in Gittin. They knew the whole Torah, from Bereishis through Tetzaveh, they knew by heart. Meaning everyone agrees they had that at Sinai. At Sinai they received that. The question is, did they receive it written, or did they receive it orally? Nichtav akol b'shnat ha-arbaim. But the other opinion says they didn't write anything down till the year number 40. Pshenitztava, kitvu lachem tashira hazot. When Hashem tells him, now I want you to write down this song, I want you to write down this Torah, teach it to the Jewish people and put it in their mouths, let them know it. And then Moshe says, take this Sefer Torah and put it next to the Ark. So the Ramban explains, either the Torah was given from the beginning until our parsha, more or less, at Sinai, and then the rest was given each time that it was given, it was written down. Or the whole thing was, this section, the first section was given by heart, and then the rest was also taught orally, slowly but surely, and at the end of the 40 years, everything was written down. So the only question is, during those 40 years, did they have a partial Torah written, or was everything by heart? That's the machlokas of the Gemara in Gittin. But no one says, no one says that they received the whole Torah written at Sinai. That they got everything written down already at Sinai through Devarim. There is a discussion.
Even stories? Like even stories? Everything like we have today.
No one says they got that at Sinai.
But when you say Torah, you mean like the whole thing as we have today?
Correct. The five books. Meaning, right. He was asking if Moshe got all five books at Sinai, so then where did they have free choice? It already said they would sin with the golden calf, they would sin with the spies and all that. So I'm saying, you see from here, that that's not an opinion in the Gemara. At Sinai, he got the mitzvos, and so he got the mitzvos with their details, and then he taught them as the years progressed. There is a discussion in the Ramban, and there's a discussion in general. How did that work? Meaning, were they allowed to get divorced during the 40 years in the desert? Because the parasha of divorce was only said a few days before Moshe died. Until you hit the book of Devarim, you don't have the concept of divorce till the end of the Torah. So was that only taught to them at the end of the 40 years? And all 40 years there was no divorce? What kind of tefillin did they have? Because the parasha of Shema and Vehoyam Shemaya was also said in Moshe's last year. So did they say Shema every morning? Did they have davening every morning?
What did they put in
the tefillin, right? Did their tefillin have all four parashios?
Don't we see the same thing about kashrut and about kelim and doing the agala and everything, right?
Yeah. So,
but that's not much more clear on that situation, that we realize that the mitzvot of kashrut are given, and then we realize that they're cleaning it. Which parsha is that?
The kashrut.
Don't we realize that when we get laws of kashrut, there is something that hints that they were they cannot use the or some mefarash that says that he can use the kelim they used to
before that. So, okay, there was a point when it was taught. I don't know.
Meaning, at least we see from the Torah that there were things they were not doing, and hence when they got the Torah, they started to do it. Cannot be the same thing with feeling and the other things.
I hear, that's a possibility.
What about the part? What about the part?